Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Politics in Humboldt County and the state of California is getting interesting for a change. The city of Eureka, for example, has a number of people running for both mayor and a couple for ward seats. The Harbor District also has a few seats open on their board. One of the candidates is actually termed out as a councilperson for the city of Eureka and now running for Harbor Commission. Local elections are very important to the residents of county and cities within Humboldt, so it is important that you exercise your right to vote. Local issues are important, and these decisions have lasting effects on our economy, well-being, and way of life. One of the most interesting races I'm watching is the one for governor of California. We have two to choose from, Gavin Newsom, who is our current lieutenant governor, and John Cox, a California businessman. Gavin Newsom is a very liberal Democrat, and John Cox, a conservative Republican. The most recent polls I have seen have John Cox within 5 percentage points of Gavin Newsom. Impressive, considering that Newsom had a double-digit lead over Cox a month or so ago. So how did we get to this point in a state that has become very liberal-leaning over the past few elections and considered a very blue state? One reason is what they call the jungle primary here in California. In that type of primary, the top two candidates with the highest number of votes, regardless of party affiliation, will go on to the runoff in the general election in November. Most believe the two candidates for governor would be Gavin Newsom and Antonio Villagrosa, former mayor of Los Angeles and California State Assemblyman, who is also a liberal Democrat. But many are surprised to see that John Cox beat Antonio Villagrosa in the primary. This means that there is a possibility that the governor's office could become conservative if John Cox were to win in November. It is possible that many California voters are tired of the direction the state has been going under our current governor, Jerry Brown. The sweeping prison reform that has released felons back into the streets, sanctuary state status, the billions of dollars spent on high-speed rail that is well over budget but far from completion, the excessive tax on fuel with the intent of repairing roads which have not been seen here in Humboldt. We also continue to see the mass exodus from California by those who wish to experience a better life and not be burdened by excessive government programs and higher taxation. I have been told that U-Haul business in California is booming and that the cost of renting a U-Haul truck to leave California is expensive, but renting one to come to California is very reasonable. This goes back to supply and demand. So you see, there could be winds of change coming to our state, and it will be very important election cycle coming up. So make sure you are part of it and vote in November. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.